The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross. His name is Royce Mann. He is 14 years old, and he has now become famous for his eloquent and self-effacing explanation of white privilege.
Dear black people, I'm sorry. Dear Asian Americans, dear Native Americans, I'm sorry.
More after this. Eighth grader Royce Mann performed his poem titled White Boy Privilege last spring. His mom proudly posted it, like a lot of moms do. But with the nation now immersed in another race debate, it's gone viral, past 8 million views, primarily because of this part.
I love it because when I see a police officer, I see someone who's on my side. To be honest, I'm scared of what it would be like if I wasn't on the top rung, if the tables were turned and I didn't have my white boy privilege safety blanket to protect me.
The whole poem is online, but to summarize, he admits it's great to be him. And it is. I look up the private school he attends. The Paideia School in Atlanta is housed in 14 buildings on a 16-acre campus not far from the Jimmy Carter Center. Average class size, 14. Eighth grade tuition, just over $23,000. Royce himself has traveled all over the world. He's also a professional actor. He has an IMDb listing with 15 film credits. Films I hadn't heard of, but that's 15 more than most people I know. So he's not only a white kid, he's a talented, well-educated white kid. And according to the school's website, 31% of the students at his school are students of color. I'll bet a lot of them are smart and talented too. Royce didn't propose any policy solutions in his white privilege poem, but I'm willing to bet that if back in the 60s we'd started spending $23,000 a year on everyone's education in this country, we wouldn't be talking about race at all right now. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.